Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hour 3 of the show. What's going on? So, Marcos, we're trying to just to give us some clarity to, I know, because we're getting hit up with this a lot. We just switched back channels on our podcasts, and so we were having some issues for it loading up on the Odyssey app and some other platforms. I think Apple, it's working. But if you guys are podcast listeners and you happen to be streaming us, I think on the Odyssey app it's having some issues right now. We're trying to get it all worked out. For right now, I'd say, you know, while we're awaiting this, hopefully we can get this fixed soon. But we also, of course, you can watch the whole show on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. And until then, yell at Frog Boy. Fix it, dude!
Oh, my business.
Fix it!
Sorry.
Fix the podcast! You sit here and you talk left and right about, first of all, you ruined your wife's birthday with the makeup.
You ruined her birthday.
And now, all of a sudden, you ruined our podcast.
I'm sorry. It's just the Olympics.
You didn't take the tutorial.
I didn't. I skipped them.
Man.
But.
Stunned Steve says, where are the hobnobbers? Where do you think the hobnobbers are, dude? They're out there hobnobbing.
There's no one in the building.
There's nobody here. How and all they happen? Just did, they take journeys. This Leroy and J-Fig, they're gone all the time.
His name is in the show. Like, how could they not know? It's like, you know, you got to be weary of the time. It's top of the hour.
There's no. And you know what they're going to do?
Yeah.
What do you think the deflectors do? Yeah. They'll deflect.
Why didn't you tell me?
I was talking to such and such. I was here. There I was. I didn't know we had a radio show. What were we doing? I didn't even realize. Where were you?
Strolling on in.
Would you? Oh, you didn't want to use the close one?
No.
Don't trust it?
I always go all the way down.
Oh, that's nice.
I just went all the way down. So, can we have another Damage Is Done?
Sure.
Oh, that's rough.
This Damage Is Done is a special shout out to the school board of Broward County.
Oh, man.
Ooh, wow.
Now, let me set this up. Because if you have a child in Broward County schools,
yep,
you get a text message, a call, a voicemail every day.
Email.
That consumes your phone, your text, everything. And you get these every other day.
Yep.
Long ones. And if you hang up and don't listen to it, they call another number. So it either goes through your house, your home phone, your spouse's phone, whatever. You getting this damn phone call.
Right.
You're scared to cancel and say, stop calling me, because you don't want to miss nothing important.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say this. All the powers that be that try to inform us of every single thing that's going on, nobody sat in the room and said, first day of school, we got a couple of new things. Y'all might want to come a little bit early.
Mm.
Nobody even suggested this. How smoothly did you think this was going to work? And then after the fact, we apologize. Woo! We didn't know
that
it was going to. Right! It is absurd how these people that want to inform you of everything don't inform you of the most important stuff. Like, hey, you have a school with 3,500 kids. They all have to walk through this cubicle that is a metal detector. Might want to come a little bit early. No. College educated. Nobody ever thought of this.
Technically, though, if you told everybody to be early, they'd all be there at the same time.
But they would start school on time.
Yeah, first day.
Okay, but again, if you are a person that is leading the way, this never came up? Hey, excuse me, as we're sitting here getting ready to send this email or text out, hey, boss, you think we should call them and send a message that come early? Because it seems like a lot of kids going to be going through a tight space.
Smooth today, though, yeah. Like, I think I saw reports that it was going okay today.
Yeah, once they got the message, come early!
Wow. One little hiccup.
One little hiccup!
First day.
Let me tell you something.
Question out.
don't send me all these damn emails, text messages, or phone calls if you ain't got your stuff together and send important stuff. I'm tired of it.
What did you want the message to say?
Hey. Good evening, Broward School Board, parents and teachers.
I'm going to tell you immediately when I hear that.
Click. They just keep calling your numbers, though.
No, they don't. Not mine.
Good evening, Click. Broward School of families and teachers. Okay? We have a lot of new things that we're doing for the start of the school year. Might we suggest you come 20 to 25 minutes early because of the metal detectors? You have a lot of students going through one specific area. Might want to come a little bit early. Thank you. Boop! End the message. 12 seconds.
Brings up a good point.
A minute and a half, 2 minute message every time you call.
Sounds like Broward County should take a message from Jalen Phillips and get ahead of schedule.
Oh, that's right. Beat science.
Beat something.
Oh.
Have a clue. It is the dumbest situation to go through on the first day of school. Would you agree? With all the messages and texts and phone calls they send you, that never came up? Oh, my goodness. Give me a break.
Did you have to, you had to wait longer for this thing or something?
There were kids turning, there were kids turning away from school and just going back home.
Oh, yeah?
It was... You know the little area. Wait, you know the little area I live in.
Metal detector?
You know that's one street.
Going home? Yeah.
You couldn't go down that street. It was so much traffic.
Crazy. Mm. Although kids will take any excuse to skip school.
That's
true. The first day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't but I'm just like, who should know the most about how this situation is going to play out other than the person sending all these messages? Educators, you were supposed to be on top of everything. Mm. Nope. Welcome to America.
Chavez says most parents wouldn't even listen to that message.
You don't have a choice, dude. Dude, I'm telling you.
No way you're telling me. You're telling me if you automatically hang up that they'll call you back.
They call on another number or they send a text.
Okay, so what you're saying is they'll call.
You can't avoid the message. Mm.
Yes, you can.
You go, here's what they do. They call. If I hang up, right, they will literally call right on the house phone. If I go hang that up, they'll call my wife.
Well, they're going to call.
Then
they'll probably call all those numbers regardless, even if you listen
to it. You think so?
Yeah,
100%. No.
Yes.
Try it.
Okay, I'll try it. But I'm just getting ready to tell you, right? And you're scared because you don't want to miss nothing important because, you know, things happen. Dates, you need to know.
Dade South says they hired the same security as Copa America, except there's no kids just sneaking through
right.
to get to school.
I'm like, but they ain't sneaking in.
No kid is going to be like, oh. I gotta get into school.
Gotta get in.
Got to.
But I'm,
get
around I just,
that metal detector.
I'm always amazed at how sometimes the people that have the power are the people that are like this never came up.
Lack of preparation shouldn't happen as much as it seems.
Right. Exactly.
It was one day though.
But that's not the point. You had all summer to prepare for this. It's. They're the adults. It's mind-boggling. Then they send out a message after the fact. Too late! Damage is done!
Yikes.
So bad. I can tell you, it's mind-blowing how many people want power, and when they have the power, they don't know what to do.
Indian Ross says, who doesn't have the sense to show up early on the first day?
Ooh.
I don't know what that is. No, but no, they would have had to come really early. You would have had to come 15, maybe a half an hour early. Because you imagine, they have like 3,500, 4,000 kids. They're all going through metal detectors.
Yep.
That's a backup. Somebody should have maybe suggested that. That message should have been like, hey guys. Like,
the adults aren't waiting, though, just the kids, right? Like, it doesn't affect the carpool.
Well,
right?
Because it doesn't affect.
I'm
dude,
asking.
I have one line in, one line out to my area. And that school is right there. So imagine how backed up the whole area got.
That sucks. Adults having to be in line? Nah. Kids being in line? It builds character.
Can't really talk about him being early, though, because he's already ruining everybody's day by ruining makeup.
No,
so, like, he's causing people to be late left and right.
And
he's
Jennifer, you
habit.
Can't laugh.
When she works from home.
I'm trying to think. When was the last time you came before 10? Yep.
This isn't about me. This is about Broward Schools.
Okay?
Let's chill.
To be honest, this is really all a big deflection from Leroy coming late from the bathroom. This is all just
the
a true
bathroom. There are certain things that take precedence over other things.
And he won't use the host bathroom. He doesn't trust it.
That's why. Yeah, I had to go all the way over there too.
Dude, let me explain something to you.
To know what Dan.
My whole system doesn't work properly when I'm always fearing that somebody's going to walk through the door.
You know that happened to me this weekend?
Whoa!
Somebody walked in on you?
Yeah. Here? Thankfully, I was already done. Oh. No, at a restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You didn't lock the door?
I did.
How did
that's
why I have trust issues.
That's why.
Don't you guys have stall? Oh, so it was like a non-stall one? It was just one toilet? Just
one toilet?
Yeah, the bathroom was...
No. There were multiple stalls. My door was closed, and that I'm here grabbing my stuff to go out the door because I was already done, and this girl, she just opens the door all casual. She's like, I'm sorry.
It's not possible.
Dang.
You don't knock?
Do you not
just
knock?
Just go in?
Willy-nilly.
Yeah.
You don't check for feet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? You got to check.
That's creepy, though.
Yeah.
If you you look underneath and you see a face looking up underneath.
Is it creepier for me walking in?
You can do it.
Dudes do it different. Dudes do it different. You don't just walk in. You knock. That's the last thing you want to see.
You know what's creepy about a men's restroom? I heard this story this weekend. My nephew, who is now 7, apparently when he was 4, he didn't know the word occupied. So he said a different word. Mm-hmm. He finally revealed to us that he was in a stall and someone attempted to come in and open the door. And instead of saying occupied, he said the word that he thought.
Octopus?
Nope.
Porcupine.
Decapitated. So
close.
Which is I can understand where, he made that mistake as a kid who didn't know the word. But then I'm thinking in retrospect, that guy, is one time I tried to use the bathroom and a little child's voice went, decapitated.
No wonder you watched.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Scary.
Leroy, give us a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
Jennifer makes it really hard to do weather because
there's an open window right there. Okay.
It wasn't an open window.
Right? I do my thing.
Fix
the window
it.
I want to use. Okay. You do your thing. All right. We got a nice little breeze coming out of the southeast. It's about 10 miles an hour. Then might be gusting a little bit higher, but that's it. Folks, I don't know how else to put this. It is hot as hell out there. It's hot. The heat index is over 100, 105, somewhere in there. Mm. And the actual temperature is probably at 95 plus degrees. And you're probably going to get a nice little shower out west in the evening because I'm looking at these clouds. They're not moving. The wind's not blowing hard enough to get everything out over the Everglades. So that means it's going to camp out west. That's it.
There you go.
Yeah, you close that window.
Weather update. Leroy Horde. Well done by him.
He's throwing in heat index now.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
He's mixing it up. He's mixing it up in the summer, you know?
What happened?
I mean, you can only say it's hot as hell with the chance of showers for so long. That's why Leroy gives you the more deets.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys know what happens with this weather.
Yep.
So don't act like all of a sudden it's a mystery. I got it.
Ooh.
Launch anyway.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Marcus, you would have liked in between here, man, for the segment?
Yeah.
We're talking Chili Peppers.
Whoa!
We're talking Chili Peppers.
We got some action?
Leroy wants some big action for the season. Wants some big local action for the season.
Here's what I got. Here's what I got.
Yeah, let me know.
I back down from one of them because I don't like the odds.
Back down.
Tua MVP.
Tua MVP, which by the way, Tyreek Hill said in his interview yesterday, he said he's picking Tua for MVP this year.
That's not a bad choice.
Listen, I enjoy more than anything people getting an opportunity to shut people the hell up.
Yep.
And for some reason with athletes, the time frame in which you have to be successful has gotten shorter and shorter and shorter, right? This is not a situation of the Jordan Love situation where, he should be good. He sat for 3 years, right? Or even Aaron Rodgers, right? Or even Patrick Mahomes. He got to sit and watch a 13-3 team.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what happens in football now. Now you go to a crappy team because you're getting drafted in the top five. And then the next thing you know, you're expected to turn that team around right away. And if you don't, then you get all the blame. So I enjoy watching the process, especially if a young man has his head screwed on right and Tua does and is able to withstand the nonsense coming both from his organization and the people outside of it and still get through it. I'm going to tell you right now, all you people, and I'm talking about you, Frog Boy, had no faith and didn't believe Tua could grow and thought this is was the best version you could get.
You're the one
and
not
he's not going to get better. I'm going to tell you this.
You're the one not picking
him. Don't come back at the end of the year and go, well, I want him to do well. I'm a Dolphins fan. Kick rocks.
Well, I think you're confusing. He started off by saying not picking. He's going to pick Tua.
Oh, what?
He's not picking another team. We'll tell you about that one. He has a second local bet.
What?
Right.
But right now.
I thought you said no to MVP. He's saying yes?
No.
MVP.
Yes.
So here's the MVP odds.
Okay.
Right.
Tua is plus 2,500 to win MVP this year.
Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's Chili Pepper.
I like
Chili
that.
Pepper.
And it's pretty far down the list.
It's worth my time.
It's pretty far down the list.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes, overwhelming favorite, plus 500.
No way he's going to win, by the way.
Joe Burrow.
Oh, it could be one. It could be one. Right,
plus 900.
No, I wouldn't bet him. Wait, you want to talk about being injury prone?
I know. But
you want to talk about being injury prone?
True.
Everybody talking about Tua? Go look at how many games Joe Burrow has played.
Joe Burrow. I think they've played the same amount in their career.
Mm. Okay.
Josh Allen, also plus 900.
No, yeah.
And then CJ Stroud.
Oh.
That's a...
Plus 1,000. That's the hot pick.
That's
the
hot pick.
A lot of weapons.
That's a hot pick.
A lot of weapons.
That's right. No, that's too... Right. No. 10-1 odds is not good enough for me. I need...
Not juicy
this
enough?
This is
Lamar Jackson.
Oh.
He's fifth with plus 1,200.
And that's only because... Yeah.
That's voter fatigue.
Voter fatigue.
True.
But let me explain another reason why. Because...
He does it again.
Now...
That'd be crazy.
If he has the same exact year, they won't give it to him.
No.
Because he didn't win in the postseason the year before.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
He would have to...
But that's how people vote.
He would have to have a perfect season. I'm not even kidding. He would have to be. It would have to be a 17-0 season for them. To,
because if they
to
go,
give it to Lamar
if
Jackson.
They go 14-3, 13-4, or something like that, right? They're going to say, "Well, he didn't. We need to see what he does in the playoffs," which is unfair. But that's like it's crazy.
Sixth, Jordan Love.
Jesus,
he's plus 1,400.
He's been playing quarterback for 12 seconds.
Well, he's, wow. He's
right. Is that unbelievable?
Then Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert having way better odds than Tua.
What are we doing? What is going on?
Justin Herbert having better odds for Tua to win MVP is pretty crazy.
Chris Sims this list?
Like, here. I think just with the talent they have had the last few years, they should have been more competitive for the for that division.
Yeah.
Just with the talent.
For sure.
Okay? But their coach was a little...
Their coach sucked.
Right.
Their coach sucked. They have a good coach now.
Now here's the problem.
They're going to run the hell of the football.
But now they're going to run it, but now they don't have the defense that they've had the last... Like, they lost a lot of guys. Their offensive skill positions are not as good as they've been, right? And so now, even though the coach is better... Now you might not have the same tools that you had before.
Talk about the Chargers, dude. Like, who do they have?
Dude, all I'm telling you is this.
I literally don't know who they have.
All I know is it's going to look day and night regardless of who they have.
They have the worst
and
Bosa.
So, and I would say this, that they have a chance of winning division just based on
what?
How Kansas City does things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't mean that. Listen, it doesn't mean that Kansas City can't win a Super Bowl again.
Yeah,
they've proven
without
they can win.
The division.
Yeah, right. But I'm just saying that based on where they are, like I said it last year. Remember I said it last year. I think, you know, the Chargers are going to compete for that division. I was wrong because they had that coach, you know, that guy who.
Not good.
Right.
Well, yeah, but here's the other thing with Justin Herbert, to be honest with you, that also doesn't get mentioned with him. He's got plantar fasciitis. Like we don't know if he's even going to be healthy for the first week of the season.
Right. Well, no, like it's funny. It's funny how. A lot of these injuries and boo-boos and bumps or whatever don't seem to follow them like it followed Tua.
But Brock Purdy is after Herbert, plus 1,600.
What are we even doing here?
Jalen Hurts also plus 1,600, as is Dak Prescott at plus 1,600.
So every quarterback with a name is above
2. No, right. But I would say this. I would say Dak is another guy that's going to put up the numbers. They won't give it to him because of their owner. Just because they're tired of like the talk. And
he was leading at some points last year. The MVP race, that's the thing. The NFL MVP race is a fascinating one because the odds fluctuate like right. crazy. Last year at 1.2, it was the odds-on favorite.
Right.
And then it switched to Tyreek Hill passed him in odds, which is, I think, one of the things that like him and Brock Purdy have one thing on here that does affect them in that they have two star players that will take away, I think, votes from them. I don't think that a wide receiver will ever win, but it became a discussion last year's, mm-hmm. well, is it Tyreek or Tua? Should it go to Tyreek? Should we ever give it to a wide receiver? Because if any wide receiver was going to win it, like a guy who flirted with 2,000 yards, I love Tua. But
when was the last? Did Jerry Rice win it?
I don't know if a wide receiver's won it.
I don't know if a wide receiver's won it. I know running back has. Has a wide receiver won the MVP?
I don't think it has, because I think we talked about this last year.
Wide receiver never won.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever won.
Wow.
Right. You know why? You know why a wide receiver can't win?
Because the quarterback.
Right.
Because the quarterback.
Exactly.
But Tua's the only guy of these guys
who
has.
Because of what they think about Tua.
Yeah.
Right? That they would give it to Tyreek Hill. He could throw for 5,500 yards. And Tyreek could have 1,900 yards and 15 touchdowns, and they'd give it to Tyreek.
All right, so Aaron Rodgers is plus 2,000.
Oh, we're still going? Are you kidding me?
So Aaron Rodgers plus 2,000?
Yep. Get out of here,
Can I bet against that?
This is half of the league.
Can you bet against him not winning MVP?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bet.
I don't think that's a bet.
I don't think you get very good odds on that if he's plus 2,000.
I tell you who's not.
Matthew Stafford is plus 2,000.
What are we still doing?
He's good. I could see that.
And then we get to Tua.
But my thing is, at some point.
Who made these odds?
At some point, when you talk about a person's career and what they have the ability to do, there should be a born-on date of how far you can go back. And with Aaron Rodgers, we just go back throughout his whole history as a quarterback, and we just eliminate what happened the last couple of years. So that's what, you know, Vlad does.
Is that tasty enough for you to bet on, though?
What?
Plus 2,500.
Yeah, I told you I am.
Okay.
I said the only reason why I wouldn't on my other one is because I don't like the odds.
Tyreek Hill is plus 10,000. On the outset, if you want to just throw a little something, if you do think he's going to make history.
Little chili pepper?
Little chili pepper.
Just a
little fly. Yeah.
Just a little something. McCaffrey is plus 5,000. He's the only other position player that's on this list.
Mm. McCaffrey could do it because he is basically.
Nah, he's on the Madden cover. He's done.
Puka Nacua?
Oh. No way. A wide receiver who's not Tyreek is going to win it?
Plus 20,000.
He would have a hard time winning just with who's on his team.
I'll put $10 on that.
Same odds as Ryan Tannehill.
What?
Also on this list.
Why is Ryan Tannehill?
He's just on the list. If Ryan Tannehill were to sign with a team and MVP. Become MVP, if you were in the Tannehill family, he has the same odds as Puka Nacua.
That's good.
Has Ryan Tannehill ever thrown for over 4,500 yards?
You're lashing out, dude.
Travis Kelce, surprisingly, has worse odds than Ryan Tannehill.
Wow. He should.
Plus 25,000.
A tight end?
No, but he's Kelce.
It's Kelce, though. Famous.
See what I mean? You're doing the same thing they're doing.
Am I? No, well, I
do. Your opinion has nothing to do about football.
I understand, but that's a bit. But you, Leroy, you laugh at that, but narrative has a big play in the odds.
Which
it does.
It has a big play in the odds, but it shouldn't have anything to do with the decision.
I understand
and
that.
And that's why I say I hate this crap.
I understand, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but I am telling you, like, that we watched this last year happen.
I know. Because, like, if you bet Tua, you might as well put a little chili pepper on Tyreek. Because if Tyreek has a year, they're going to do everything they can not to give it to Tua. Because then that would mean they're admitting that they were wrong. Right?
But better odds. Like, if I did throw a chili pepper on Tyreek, dude.
You could throw a chili pepper. I might throw a little. I mean, you know what I might do? I might sprinkle a little Tabasco on it.
Oh.
Like, I'm not going to commit a whole chili pepper. I'm not going to commit a whole chili pepper, but I'll sprinkle some.
Indian Ross says, do we miss the Jags QB? Trevor Lawrence has the same odds as Tua, plus 2,500.
Yeah.
QBs above them, Anthony Richardson, plus 3,500. Kirk Cousins at plus 3,500. And then Kyler Murray plus 5,000.
Kyler Murray could be plus 20,000.
Deshaun Watson, by the way, is plus 6,600.
What?
It's a very strange odd number, yeah.
And part of the reason why is because if they have any success, it's because he doesn't have to throw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
When you talk about it's hard, that's what makes the Lamar thing so hard to grasp, because usually their defense is so good, he has to just play a style of football not to give any freebies away, right?
And I'm sneaky excited to watch that team, though.
Who?
Like, I don't want to face them in the playoffs.
Baltimore?
Yeah.
They're always good.
I just don't like that. You want to just talk about clash of styles, because I know the Dolphins are trying this bully thing, but like...
No.
Well, we have their guy now, though.
Yeah, but I understand. And by the way, I love Anthony Weaver.
Yeah.
However, and they lost their defensive coordinator. They lost a lot on the defensive staff.
Yeah.
Now they got Derrick Henry with Lamar Jackson.
Oh, that's crazy.
Derrick Henry doesn't seem like he
can
ages.
Can you understand? I don't think people understand.
Doesn't age.
Hey.
Lewis Hamilton?
Just imagine if Gronk was the running back.
That's not his name, is it?
That's the same. Dude, he's 250, but could run.
Hmm.
Crazy.
Do you not understand?
Kyle Hamilton.
That's 30 pounds heavier than I was.
Oof. We'll take a break. Mix things up. Coming up next. Love King's Harvest.
Yeah, Fangs. This is the type of stuff Fangs would listen to.
RVA Richie says, the old knee Blue Chew. Anybody could use Blue Chew, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to tell you guys, and that's why you can use the promo code SHOWPONY. You don't have to just be the old.
Sure.
I think we're trying to lose that stigma, all right? If you are out there, you're trying to impress somebody new, or you're married for a long time, you want to spice things up, don't box yourself in, RVA Richie. It is not just for the old, all right? I wouldn't just sell this to Fangs. I would sell it to Anthony Weaver, too.
Yeah.
If Mick Cochin wants to chew on a little blue, I'll let him know. Use the promo code SHOWPONY. Mumfrey.
Yeah. Chiclet and Melanie, social media couple. Probably in their 30s now, but started in their mid to late 20s advertising Blue Chew.
I have no idea who you're talking about
right now. Who cares? They're young people. They advertise Blue Chew.
What are their names again?
Chiclet. Melanie?
The name is Chiclet and Melanie. That's their names.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good. But they're young. They advertise Blue Chew. They're young. They do that.
Schmeethan says, how do parents explain this ad to kids listening to car? School's in. Not worried about it, Schmeethan. Not worried about it, dude.
Schmeethan always worried about
the kids. Yeah, you're always worried about the kids, Schmeethan. You know what I say? Raise your own kids.
Yeah. Raising Cane's.
And use the promo code SHOWPONY for a month free.
Okay. All right.
Want another kid?
Yep. Exactly, dude. Anyway, let's get to a mixed bag here, huh?
Let's do it.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do we have today? Frog Boy.
All righty then. We have had Miami Dolphins sound all day, and I got a little bit more for you. We were just talking about Tua's MVP odds, and a lot of people accusing me of changing my tune on the criticisms I had for the quarterback early on, but he's taken a lot of my advice, apparently, and that's why I'm back on this Tua train.
Nope.
One of the things that I complained about was his lack of mobility.
You did complain about that a lot.
Now, Braxton Berrios.
Annoying.
Well, I mean, you know. Message was delivered, if I had to be honest. Apparently, according to the Dolphins wide receiver and Cane's legend, Tua does look a little bit more mobile than he's used to seeing.
And I think he said it as well. You know, I think at the end of the day, whatever he feels best at is going to be best for this team. And, you know, like, obviously he feels best where he is. And, you know, we're all confident that he's at his best.
Is Braxton Berrios also in an adorable social media couple?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the name of his squeeze?
Alex Earl.
Who?
Alex Earl.
She's really famous, yeah?
Why is she famous, though?
I don't know.
I know she's famous, but she's, I just don't know.
I know why he's famous.
Yeah, for sure.
Kickoff returns.
It's good.
Also, handsome.
Sure hands. Yeah, she has 4 million followers on Instagram.
Wow. All right.
I still don't know what she does,
though. She started with, like, TikTok Get Ready With Me's.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So,
well, Braxton Berrios, he likes a mobile Tua. I like a mobile Tua.
Yeah.
No thanks to you, Frog.
No, it's exactly thanks to me. I put that pressure on him.
By the way.
A little MTL.
This is just the normal progression of a professional athlete.
It's not the normal progression.
Dude,
I don't think normal progressions typically have martial arts in them.
No, but I'm just saying, you're just trying to find out the best possible body that allows you to do the things you need to do. Because keep in mind, when he first got here, it was all about building muscle to kind of withstand the you know, season. And he was banged up. So he was very limited. So you got a couple of years of going through that. Then the concussion thing. Now we got to figure out how to fall, right? Now, after that year, he's like, you know what? I was a little big. I want to get more fit so I can move around a little better. It's the normal progression of trying to figure out what body best fits you. Like, the thing you should be impressed with is how hard he's worked to do all these different things.
I am impressed.
So, to him, the fact that he's saying, oh, he finally listened to what... Like, it's normal.
Yeah, shut up, frog boy.
Oh, man, you're discrediting me.
Yes, I am.
That's fair.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
I have an ominous message, a bit of a backhanded compliment, if you will.
From?
Jalen Wright, dude.
Oh.
The right stuff. Jalen.
What did the new kid on the block say?
Mentioned that he had a similar running style to the man who I think may lose his jump quicker than you want to admit it, Raheem Mostert. This is what Jalen
Wright
has
to say. There is no chance.
Say. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Raheem. I say Raheem. You know, me and Raheem, I feel like we got a pretty similar skill set. You know, just the way we run the ball, physical, you know, speed, explosiveness, you know. You know, good cuts, you know, the gang ground in your cuts. You know, I learned a lot from Raheem. You know, he's a great back, so.
Fast.
Fast, for sure. Let me tell you what. Would
Can
you
I just
rather
say
have
this?
A 32-year-old Raheem?
I don't know about you guys.
What's that?
Do you feel awkward hearing somebody talk about what their traits are?
What their traits are? Yeah. Like, you think it's a little cocky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I like
it's weird. It's weird. That, first of all, somebody would ask him that.
I heard the question. He was asked, like, what back do you compare yourself to?
Oh, okay.
So he was asked about it, in fairness.
Yeah, no. Okay, you're right. But wasn't he the other day was saying, I'm quick, I got speed.
He said that. Yeah. He did say that.
Right, so that's why I'm more thinking of that.
What else you got, Marcos?
Well, we talked about the man who's beating science. Now... A little bit of
is
advice.
Is it not beating science until you actually play?
I think you're just nervous that he is beating science.
No.
Beating science. That's going to put me
the
in.
The process is a process. I don't care about if the process is another 2 weeks, then so be it.
Will you admit that he beat science if he plays week one?
No.
What?
Because he didn't play a day before he was
Can
ready to play.
Can I ask you something? Are right. you only Go not ahead. Admitting that because I said that he beat science
no.
and you don't want to agree with me?
It's not beating science. If he ends up playing... It's because he was healthy.
Ooh, Dade South says that Jalen Wright got a segment on Baldy's breakdown.
Baldy already.
Wow,
he sees
Baldy,
it.
Huh?
Wow, preseason breakdown from Baldy.
See? I don't even care right now.
Preseason breakdown.
Anyway, what else you got, Marcus?
Thanks to Uber, that's all I'm eating.
Baldy, dude.
Why? Oh.
What happened?
Shorted a burger.
Well, you're eating my burger. I'm not going to not eat a burger. And you're going to eat a burger.
No.
You're eating
it. I don't want your burger. I wanted my burger.
What was your burger?
Different than your burger.
Lashing out, dude.
Don't worry. Let's all. Fries.
What was your burger?
We'll all split our burger.
What burger
together.
Did you get?
I got a bacon burger with Shaq sauce, and it was going to be delicious. Thanks, Shake Shack. I never had Shake Shack before. Never.
Have mine.
No.
That's bacon.
I don't. No. No. I want mine. I'm fine. I'm going to eat some fries.
Baldy says,
dude,
Jalen Wright sure looked exactly like the player we watched in Tennessee. Speed, 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 and vision to go with it.
That's three speed.
Hashtag Baldy's Breakdowns.
Damn. A preseason breakdown.
That's three speeds.
That's pretty good. And vision. Don't forget that. Good vision.
I apologize. You eating coffee with your drinking coffee with your fries?
I don't care.
This is rock bottom.
It's weird. This is like. do you understand?
I got to be honest with you. I'm proud of you because I figured you'd be on the phone with Shake Shack right now.
Yeah, for sure.
No, you can't do Shake Shack. They can't do nothing. They're gonna say call Uber.
Why?
Was everybody washes their hands of everything. Nah. Nobody has accountability for anything anymore. Mm. Like you, no matter who you call. No, oh, I wasn't. That wasn't me. Who like. No accountability. None.
None.
You don't. You don't. It, no matter where it is, it's never the person you call. I'm like, hey, don't you work for them? So why can't...
Have you tried calling?
Who?
Shake
no. You just get it refunded.
Did this just happen?
Yeah.
What's that?
Front office members relieved of duties for
yes,
the Marlins?
Yeah, it was reported.
Wait,
so this isn't breaking news.
No, but you know what's funny? Tobin gave it all the attention it deserved.
Everybody was like, oh, look at that. I'm like, yeah. Not Bendix guys. Like, I'm not
Bendix. It's like, no, they just didn't Bendix renew their contracts.
Yeah, they didn't renew their contracts. I was reading yesterday in the Herald about it. Craig Mish and Barry Jacks reporting it, and they're like, yeah, didn't renew their contracts.
I'm
like,
shocker.
Okay. Okay.
They're like, this guy was the go-to guy of the significant moves. Last
look,
I'm like,
Leroy complaining about accountability is rich. Like, okay, God forbid. Like, I don't think people understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you play a professional sport, you're asked to live by a certain accountability that none of you clowns live by. And then it's a bit disappointing when you get in the real world and realize nobody else lives by this so-called accountability code that we all supposed to have.
The real question is the best ability availability or accountability?
Ooh.
Well, you can't be accountable if you're not available.
Fair point.
Damn.
That's a point.
That's good. Give that guy a point.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Point for Leroy.
Dade South saying Jalen Phillips dropped a show pony in his press conference yesterday. Did he?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I listened back in it, but I don't recall.
Show
pony. Now, mind you, I had to listen to Mike McDaniel yesterday, and...
You just get tired of he gets you tired of conferences, news conferences, right?
Just
he had a 4-minute answer yesterday, and it was all just to lead to him saying that he knew Steph Curry.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I was like, "What are you doing? Just say you know Steph Curry. You don't need that many words." Anyway, what are we getting to?
We're in a mixed bag. Maybe we have time for one more.
Yeah, we got time.
We are hearing from our boy Jalen Phillips.
Ah.
Got advice from Shaq Barrett.
Oh.
He told him that first year back from an Achilles injury, you'd be a little bit more explosive than you think.
Told me in general, like, some people have said, oh, the explosivity doesn't fully come back until the second year. And some people, like, I talked to Shaq, for example, because he obviously did his Achilles a couple years ago, and he was saying he felt, you know, pretty good, pretty great his first year back. So with me, like, I'm trying to hit the ground running. You know, how it's going to react, how it's going to feel, that's to be determined, but I feel really explosive and really strong right now, so.
If I may.
Hmm?
Shaq Barrett was a
pass rusher. He was supposed to be their replacement.
And he retired.
And then he retired.
Cause I'm thinking like
he was not the same player after tearing his Achilles. I know. But he was older. He was much older.
But I'm saying but here's what I'm saying is that depending on where you are in your career and how old you are and that, like, it matters, right? And I'm not saying that, like, he's probably going to be much better than a lot of these guys that have had this injury. You know, but that being said, I think the team is going to be more cautious than he probably wants them to be, which is fine.
Mike McDaniel is very cautious with the injuries.
Yep.
He is. He is cautious.
Most guys are, especially now.
Hmm?
Because now, having a guy sit out for a year, ask the Jets. Like, how crucial that is, right? How much it hurt their team. But we'll see.
We'll take a quick break. Back more for this.